And now I am delighted to be joined by Shauna O'Ruddy. Hi, Shauna. Thank you so much for coming into the studio to talk to us. Now, Shauna, you're a local area representative for the Labour Party in the Skerries and Balbriggan area.
I am indeed.
Grand. So you've been promoting community mental health and well-being. That's your main interest.
Yes, so indeed.
Tell us all about that and why you're standing.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for having me in, Adrian. I'm delighted. This is my first radio interview ever. Mm-hmm. So I'm very much choosing courage over comfort at the moment. My involvement and community activism in mental health is really how I'm standing as a local representative in the election for the Labour Party.
Right. So what work would you have done then? Was it voluntary?
I suppose
work?
I was thinking about this recently in terms of how did I end up here, and I could trace it back to about 3 years ago. I'm a teacher in St Patrick's Senior School in Skerries for the past 16 years.
Yeah.
And over the past decade in particular, I would have noticed a huge increase in terms of anxiety, mm-hmm. mental health difficulties amongst younger and younger children. Very alarming. Very low levels of resilience. Mm. And I happened to have a year working with one of my best friends, also who I trained with in Marino. Aoife Hughes is her name. And the two of us met in her kitchen one evening and we just sat down and we said, we have to do something. I mean, we have to start representing these children and teaching skills to people. So we set up a company called Be Well, Do Well. And that has grown exponentially over the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. We go around schools giving talks to parents. We did one recently in Skerries that over 100 parents attended. Mm-hmm. I've worked with the mentors in O'Dwyer's GAA Club in Balbriggan. And we go anywhere that anyone will listen to us to talk about the importance of protecting our mental health. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes when we think of mental health, we think of mental illness. And what we want to do is to change that.
Yes.
That you could tell me how you can stay physically fit, but people aren't necessarily able to say how they can stay mentally fit, and that's what we do. Mm. So that was the beginning of it. We also then.
And where did you get your training in order to help you do this?
Yeah, I suppose part of it would be from my own personal experience of having to learn how to cope myself in my personal life. Mm. I would have had challenges myself, and that really set me on.
But everybody does.
Everyone does.
I say that all the time on this show when we have people in talking about mental health or suicide prevention or anything. I say, everybody, don't think you're alone.
Yep.
Every single one of us, no matter if I'm a very happy, positive person and I go around smiling most of the time.
Yeah.
But we all have our down days.
Absolutely.
And it's how we get through those.
Yeah, and I think as well to normalise that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And I think with social media in particular, for younger people, there's this presentation of everyone is happy all the time and everything is filtered, and that's a world that is quite corrosive, I think.
And false.
It really is false. So following on from myself and Aoife, we then set up Skerries Mental Fitness Month throughout the month of May the last 2 years. So we're running it again this year. And that's really where my community activism would have started, in terms of finding my own voice in the community, reaching out and giving voice to other people as well. And I was absolutely amazed how many people came on board. So it was really through all of that that Brendan Ryan, our local Labour TD, contacted me on Twitter and asked me if I would consider running in the local elections that were coming up the next year.
Right.
My Nana, Sheila McGuinness from Rialto, she passed on 10 years ago, but she would have been a big Labour woman. So it wasn't a jump for me in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I'm really, really happy. A decision I'm very, very happy to have made. I feel very, very comfortable within the Labour Party. And there's a fabulous, fabulous group of candidates in North Fingal. Mm-hmm. Six young candidates, gender balance 50-50. Yulia is from a migrant background, so it's a very exciting time, I think, especially Fingal is the youngest, fastest growing, most diverse county as such part of Dublin, but it's classified as a county in terms of county councils in the whole of Ireland. And I think we need a change in terms of councillors, a better reflection of the population that lives there.
Yes, yes, definitely. And we also need more female representatives.
It's
we're not
time.
Getting enough. Yeah.
It's time. I think we're, you know, and I've done a lot of training with Women in Politics. Mm. Absolutely fabulous organisation. And we did training here actually a while ago. But it was interesting listening to the stories of the women who have gone on to become councillors or TDs, that they were nearly all asked to stand, as I was. Mm. And we kind of have to question, why do women have to wait to be asked? You yeah. know, it's not a thing that's a male thing that they wait to be asked, but I was thinking of it, I was like, well, we're normally busy doing other things, you know, yeah. it's just an interesting cultural thing. So hopefully the more women who go forward, it will just become more normal.
Yes, and that it won't be just getting the quotas, you know, exactly. trying to make up quotas, that it will be more the norm. So you haven't had to do any council work then or anything like that?
No, not yet. Up to this, we've been out kind of since December, mid-December, we've been out on the doors. And that has been a thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable experience, more than I could ever have imagined.
Really? You've been getting positive feedback. And
I just love connecting with people anyway. Mm. And the way I kind of was thinking of it coming over in the car, it's like you have your pulse on your community. Mm. You know, that people really engage. And I think when I talk about mental health being important to me, that opens up a conversation that may yes. not take place if I was talking about pavements or yes. speed bumps, which obviously are important. Mm. But I've been having great engagement on the doors with people. Mm. A man in his 70s rang me a couple of weeks ago and he said, "You're the first candidate ever that I have read your literature that you mention mental health," and he just yeah. wanted to say how important it was to him, which I was surprised because he'd come from a generation where that wouldn't be.
They never spoke about
it. No, so he was just ringing yeah. to say, "I'm so glad that things have moved on," which was great.
Yes, yeah, that's fantastic. So have you've been finding a good reaction to when you mention mental health, but have you been noticing, are there angry people out there?
There are most certainly angry yeah. people out there. There yes. really are. And yeah. when I first set up my social media side of things, immediately I was attacked, which I had prepared myself for. But when you're at the receiving end of it, it is quite hard to take.
Yeah.
There's vitriol on the internet that is just, it's very worrying and it's cowardly, and you just have to block and delete.
I know.
Yeah. On the doors, people tend to be less, you get less of that, but there is definitely a disillusionment with politics, yeah. disengagement. People don't feel there is a connection between them and politics, and I completely agree with them. Mm. And that's why, you know, they say I'm so fed up with politics, and I say, well, so am I, because I wouldn't be putting myself through this if I didn't want to make a change and a positive change. And there's some people who've said, "I don't vote," and you can go, you know, you can understand why they feel so disenfranchised.
Yeah.
But if we let this current system continue as it is, you know, it's not going to look very hopeful.
Mm. And Labour took, certainly they took a terrible bashing at the last elections, you know, yeah. the main elections,
yeah.
general elections. So it's, you know, going to be difficult for you to get back up the yeah, numbers and the power.
Absolutely. And I think it's always the smaller parties who suffer in any kind of when we go through bad periods. It is the smaller, and, you know, decisions were made within the Labour Party that I certainly would not be proud of.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any party that you could stand over and say they're the perfect party.
Mm.
For me, I went along to their conference last November, and I just felt really at home. There's a decency about the people who are involved, and the type of work that I do in terms of community that would be completely supported. There's great young people coming through, which is very, very, it's just encouraging to see. But Labour definitely have gone through a bad patch, but I'm hopeful for the future for them.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think we're all sick of the way things have been going. And to me, it's like Lanigan's ball. It's like, you know, I step out, you step in, and it's just the same old, we're going around in circles. We need a change.
Yeah.
We definitely need a change. Yeah. So what else is it that you're going to try to put forward?
Just
then?
In terms of talking about change, I've just come from a really brilliant event this morning organised by Balbriggan Integration Forum and Balbriggan African Community.
Oh, right. Where
and
was that?
It was on in Flemington Community Centre this morning, and they sent out an invitation to everyone who's running in the local election in the area to ask them to come along to meet people from their organisation and to have a hustings as such.
Right.
And it was just such a positive experience for me, and I think everyone in the room. But their whole point is exactly what you just said there. You know, we need a change and we need people. And they were talking about coming from migrant communities. They don't want to be dealt with as a separate community. They want to be involved in the community in overall different areas.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to be invited and to listen. I knew a few people there already. But something like that, I think, coming from the community is so proactive. And they're the kind of little steps that I think are going to change things into the future.
Yeah.
Instead, as you say, Lanigan's ball, which everyone is pretty fed up with.
Yeah. But it seems to be, it, you know, the local people like yourselves, that's where I think, you know, a lot of the stuff gets done.
Absolutely.
You know, so
yeah.
people need to realise that these local elections are very, very yeah. important.
Yeah.
That they need to get out
they
and vote.
They do need to get out and vote.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
mean, in Ireland, the powers of local government are not as strong as I would like them to see. And I think, in a way, that does erode democracy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things are led nationally. And bit by bit, if we have the more community people we have involved, that they can start changing that and bringing it closer back to the people and to the communities in which people live.
Yeah.
So it's real life.
So that they can get things done within the community.
Yep.
Because somebody actually mentioned to me about the lovely Kerry man, Jackie Healy-Ray, that's down in, and I think he is just amazing. People give out about him and say whatever, but he gets things done.
And he represents his people.
He represents his people.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't he be voted in? He is doing
And that's
what
the system he works in, that that's how it works.
Yeah. yeah. And I mean, that's what everybody needs to see.
Yeah.
That if I'm going to give you my vote, you're actually going to do something for me.
But the other thing, we've met thousands of people at this stage, but you do get one mindset of person who is literally only interested in what's at the end of their driveway.
Yeah.
That's not really the type of person, they're in the minority, by the way. That's not the type of person that I would kind of see myself being really able to engage with. It's the people who are saying, do you know what, as a community, we need to get together and we need to collectively think what is going to be in the long-term interest of our community right now. I know in Skerries, all the sports clubs have come together to set up like a sporting alliance. So collectively, they are coming together with all their members so they can approach Fingal County Council as a big group and, you know, then share resources. So that that kind of, it's just a different thinking as opposed to adversarial. We're all in competition with each other.
Well, that's it. Yeah, just one thing going, one person going or one, as you say, club or whatever. Whereas if they go en masse and then it's for everyone.
It's for everyone.
Everyone
exactly,
gets to see that.
And they can have a real
happening.
Impact.
Definitely.
Huge impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've just got to see with all the anytime there was any marches, anytime when when they were going to stop with the old age pensioners, and oh my goodness, they got out en masse, and oh right, we retreat, take that back.
Yeah.
This is what we need to be doing.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
I think that's the importance of bringing people together and engaging with them in a way that wasn't done before, because it doesn't really suit the political elite for people to come together because the system will have to change, and there's lots of people in power who do not want it to change. It suits them to keep things as it is, male, white, middle class, and that really is not how things are going to be in the future.
Yeah, I wouldn't even put them as middle class. I don't think we have a middle class. It's either upper or lower
you're
at
right.
the moment, you know.
You're right.
And they just seem so far away, far removed from us, the person on the street.
I'd love if there could be a pair of glasses where you could just wear them for a day, and during that day you saw it through the lens of
someone else.
Because that is really missing. That link is missing.
And I mean, there's so many issues with the homelessness, you know, that needs to be discussed. I mean, Skerries is a very I suppose a wealthy,
it would be a nice, wealthy.
And then you're Balbriggan would be the opposite of it, you know. So you're running for both those
and
areas.
And then there'd be
so
the hinterlands all around of Balroddery and Loughshinny as well. So there really is a huge diversity within the new LEA. And, you know, going to Balbriggan, there's so many people who are angry about what has been allowed to happen in terms of planning. I mean, a lot of people have said to me, if you set about trying to do the worst job you could in terms of planning, this is what you would get. And yeah. there's lots of social problems that are happening mm-hmm. as a result of that. Again, politicians and people who are making these decisions, not thinking long term about how are we actually serving our communities here by granting planning for mm. thousands and thousands and thousands of houses and not putting in any social infrastructure.
I know.
But there are issues in every area, and Skerries as well. Mm. But yeah, it is. And I'm very humbled by the amount of people who have contacted me already in terms of telling me their stories. And I will get things done. You know, I will get things done and I get back to people. I think that's a very important thing mm. is even... Another thing that I would hope that I'm doing is I'm not promising people things that I'm not going to be able to deliver on.
Yeah.
So I think that is important, that you're not arriving at a door claiming you're going to be Messiah for everyone and everything's going to be, you know, I'll work with the communities and we'll sit down together and prioritise collectively what will we focus on first.
Yes.
And you know, that I think that mm. would be a good way to go about things.
Mm. I mean, for every area, there's all of these issues. As you say, new housing estates going up. There's not proper roads. There's not proper bicycle, you know, cycle lanes. There's, you know, how are we going to have all of this traffic, these new people in the area, yep. you know, it's just going to yep. clog up little towns and villages,
yep.
you know. So like the main street in Skerries, the main street here in Coolock, yep. they become just, you know, rat runs for yep. for everybody going. And next fall you've a huge traffic jam
yep.
On the middle of a tiny little main street.
And the roads aren't able
and
for this.
And they're not able for it.
So instead of sitting, no, yeah. there just is a lack of joined up thinking.
They never, to me, they don't have any forward thinking.
No.
I mean, you know, and the hospital there, that's just a complete debacle. Yeah. You know, yeah. who does something like that, you know, yeah. gets a tender and then you wouldn't do it yourself in your own home.
A lot of the time you just listen and you could not make it up.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
really could. And I think people are nearly just becoming immune to the disbelief yeah. of how incompetent the system is.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I work in the education system. I know systems have their restraints and difficulties, and the bigger the system gets, the more constrained it is. But I really do believe that putting people in who have the right motives and are there for the right reasons will have a ripple effect on the system.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, you're not going to change it overnight, but once you stick to your own integrity and decency, and you're working for the people that put you there,
yeah,
that can be the benefit for all.
That's it. So, well, I wish you well in your endeavours to get into onto the council and be a representative there for the Labour Party in your work. So is there anything else you'd like to say now on signing off?
On signing off? Well, the meeting that I was just at, there were quite a few. Grainne Maguire, who's a sitting councillor, she's actually deputy mayor of Fingal County Council, was there. And there were other candidates who are standing as well. Mm. And I am really, really hopeful for the future for Fingal. Grainne is fabulous. I work with her. I've worked with her through Skerries Youth Support Services. I'm on the committee there. And she, you know, when you see people like Grainne, you know, it does inspire younger women to step forward as well.
Yes.
So I would love to join Grainne in the council. I think we could really do great, great work for Skerries, Balbriggan and Loughshinny and Balruddery. And yeah. That's it. I would really, really appreciate anyone who's listening who lives there to get in touch with me if they have any issue that they'd like to discuss with me. And
how can they get in touch with you?
I have a Facebook page. I'm on Twitter, Instagram. My email is oruddyshauna@gmail.com.
And it's O'Ruddy, so it's spelled O. Or O-D-A-I-G-H
yeah.
for anyone listening. Yeah. And Shauna, just as the name says, Sean A with S-E-A-N-A.
That's it. That's it. And thank you so much for having me in.
Not at all.
My first radio interview is over.
I'm sure you'll have many more. And this is it. It's just to chat with somebody and you forget about the listeners there.
That's it. Well,
no,
thank
we're not
you
forgetting
for making
about
it so pleasurable. Thank you.
Not at all. Thanks so much.